Alma, a local public school teacher involved in a fatal collision, is being remembered as a lover of music and for touching the lives of many students. Robert Bachuk, a grade 4/5 teacher at Alma Public School, was identified as the deceased driver of an SUV involved in a collision with a school bus on Wednesday at the intersection of 14th Line and Side Road 21. Bachuk was 48 years old and left behind a wife and two young children. "This is a terrible tragedy. Our thoughts are with Rob's family and loved ones, students and the entire Alma Public School community," said Peter Sovereign, UGDSB Director of Education, in an emailed statement. He explained supports were made available at the school on Thursday and will continue on Tuesday. He said the board's crisis response team met with each class at Alma PS on Thursday to tell the students in an age-appropriate way. There was also support for employees at Alma PS and at other schools because Sovereign said, "This tragedy has far-reaching impacts in our board." Meanwhile, a GoFundMe setup for Bachuk's family is already near its $10,000 target as of Monday morning. Mark Kenny, a longtime friend of Bachuk's, said in an interview he set up the page as he was thinking about the family and what they might need now. "It certainly shows how many lives that Rob touched because so many people have contributed towards that in small ways and large ways as well," Kenny said. Kenny said he and Bachuk went to U of G around the same time back in the early 90s and he still saw him every now and then at music festivals like Hillside. "He was a big music guy. He was always making, back in the day, cassette tapes and mix CDs for people," Kenny said, adding he was always out and about connecting with people through music or environmentalism. Bachuk would likely be known to the community as a teacher with the UGDSB for many years, most recently at Alma Public School. "There's a lot of comments and stuff on the GoFundMe page about how great of a teacher he was, students commenting and donating and stuff," Kenny said. "He was extremely, highly regarded as a teacher and friend of theirs." A former student of his wrote on Facebook of the impact Bachuk had on him as a teacher in elementary school. "Mr. Bachuk was one of the most positive, supportive and inspiring people I have ever known," wrote Lucas Trudel. "In grade 5 I was unable to attend the last week of school, so he had went out of his way to personally send me a science set with a personal note to enjoy my summer. He left a mark one could never forget." Another commented their children described Bachuk as a hero, artist, treehugger, teacher and friend. "Rob made learning so much more than just being at school. He brought his life travels to the classroom and would veer off from any lesson to answer and research a student's question," reads a comment on the GoFundMe from the Freeman family. "He brought my kids out of their shy bubbles and taught them to use their voices. We are so grateful and blessed to have had the honor of Mr. B as a teacher. Our school has lost a wonderful man and a teacher full of knowledge." A gathering to celebrate Bachuk's life will take place on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Center Wellington Sportsplex. Sovereign emphasized to parents that if their child needs additional support to contact their school principal. He also directed them to community services including the HERE 24/7 line at 1-844-437-3247, Compass Distress line at 1-888-821-3760 and other resources on the UGDSB's website.